Perek Yud Beis, Mishnah Dalad, 12:4. More about Ksiva, the Malach of writing. Hakosev Shtei Osios Behelem Echad. If a person writes two letters in a single lapse, meaning for both letters he didn't know it was Shabbos, or didn't know it was Aser Teruah on Shabbos, then Chayev, he'll be Chayev Achatas for doing that Aveira. There's no real Chiddush here because we said in the end of the previous Perek, you'll recall, that in order for one to be liable, he has to do the entire Malacha in the state of Shkaga, of not knowing it's Aser to be done. But the Mishnah says it here to contrast with what's going on in the next Mishnah. Ksav b'dio, if a person writes with any permanent ink, so dio is the kind of ink that we use for our Sifrei Torah, mezuzahs, etc. B'sam, sam is, or peppermint, it's a yellow dye, it's used, it's made out of arsenic, it's poisonous, hence the name sam, which means poison. In antiquity, they called it even like the poison of kings, because kings and the relatives used to kill each other with orpiment and arsenic, and has actually been used as an ink even until the 19th century in England. Besikra, sikra is vermilion. Vermilion is a red ink, also used a lot in the Renaissance and on. It's made of crushed cinnabar, that's mercury sulfate. Bekumus, kumus is gum Arabic, that's like dried sap that comes tree sap that comes from an acacia tree. Bukankantum. Kankantum, also an ingredient we have in our deal, in our ink for Sefer Torah. It's iron sulfate, so that is, it's called copperous or green vitriol. It's a kind of dark dye. Could be green, could be black. The Gemara says they use it to blacken their shoes, the shoemakers did. So all these kinds of inks, they're permanent. And therefore, uvachol davar shu rosham, whatever kind of permanent ink you're using, the kind of ink that would last indefinitely, one would be liable if he wrote just two letters with a permanent ink. Meaning, as we'll see in the next Mishnah, if it's the kind of ink that wouldn't last, it's a fading ink, or, you know, invisible ink, whatever, then one would not be over the Isser Doraisa. Ashnei Kosle Zavios, excuse me. If a person writes on two walls, the two letters, one on each of the walls, but we're talking two walls that meet in the corner. So that means they're kind of, it reads like one word. Valshne Luche Pinkas, or if your person wrote two letters on either side of, like, let's say, like a booklet, a ledger, or some say the pshat is like a tablet that you write with a stylus. The point is, imagine you have like a book open, so you have two separate pages, but if you write, like, say, Aleph on the right and Base on the left, so that they'd be read together as the word Av, so provided that, Venhegin Zemze, provided that when one looks at the two letters together, he would read a single word. So the point is that if the two letters together comprise or seem to comprise a single word, then a person be chayev. It's like writing two letters that are connected and therefore is chayev. Again, we'll contrast that in the next Mishnah with if you write two letters on different walls, etc. Hakosev al bsaro chayev. If a person writes the two letters on his skin with some ink that will last, so then he's chayev. The chiddush here is that when one writes on the skin, the writing certainly isn't permanent in as much as the skin renews itself, the body sweats, heat of the body makes this the writing go away. So one might have thought, since it's not really permanently written, one would be putter, but that's wrong. The Rambam explains it's kind of like writing on a permanent piece of paper. We have writing, but then you know someone will come later on and erase it. The fact that the writing could, in and of itself, last indefinitely makes it a permanent writing for which one would be chayav for, and the fact that the skin essentially erases the writing on itself doesn't make a difference. Hamisartet al bisaro, if one actually scratches, now we're not using ink, we don't like say this, you know, a scalpel, to scratch letters into his bisaro, into his flesh, his skin, Rabbi Eliezer machai, Rabbi Eliezer says that's called writing too, and therefore he's machai v'chatas. If you do that, you'll be chai v'chatas for it. But Rabbi Yoshua, or the gear says it's in the Bavli, is the chachamim, are potter, they exempt one who writes directly with like a scalpel or whatever into his skin, because you're not using ink. That's not the normal way of writing. And since it's not normal, one is not liable for writing like that. And in fact, one would not be liable even for being chovel himself, causing himself to bruise or bleed and so on, because it's called, even though he certainly will bleed, it's called a psikration dolo nichale. I'll be on the scope of this really, but the point is if one writes directly with a blade onto his skin, and engrave something into his skin, he'll be totally pater, according to the Rabbi Yeshua's Argirs or the Chachamim, and that is indeed the halacha.